In Britain, the independent inquiry into the government's presentation of intelligence about Iraq and the BBC's reporting about it has had an eventful week. It started with an announcement of 15 issues that Lord Hutton, who is running the inquiry, will address in his report, and it proceeded to witness an admission of several reporting errors by the BBC defense correspondent, and also some bare-knuckles cross-examination of both him and government officials. Paul Waugh is deputy political editor of the British daily The Independent. He joins us from London. And Paul Waugh, first, the scope of Lord Hutton's report. There's 15 questions he hopes to answer. Any surprises?
Well, there weren't many surprises, apart from the fact that it was so broad. For the first time, we got a real clue as to how Lord Hutton will be writing his final report on this whole affair. And one of the most important things he highlighted was that he wants to get to the bottom of the whole issue of the Iraq dossier that was published by the British government last September and played a key role in persuading the British public to support the war. Many people suspected, actually, that Lord Hutton wouldn't make his remit that wide. He would be very narrow and he would only focus on the circumstances leading up to the death of Dr. David Kelly.
Now, David Kelly, the scientist, was the source, the anonymous source, of Andrew Gilligan of the BBC, who admitted in testimony this week that he erred in how he attributed his story, also how he made a slip of the tongue in relating his story live on the radio. Not a very good week for the BBC.
It wasn't a good week for Andrew Gilligan. The BBC are trying to distinguish between themselves and Andrew Gilligan, unfortunately, in the last couple of days, some saying that they're hanging him out to dry. I think that Andrew Gilligan, on the whole, I think what we've got a picture of from this inquiry is that he's actually onto something. He was onto a big story. He got the guts of it right, the majority of it right, which was that intelligence sources had genuine doubts about the way their intelligence was being represented in the dossier. Some key claims about the Iraqi threat, how imminent it was, whether or not WMD was ever even in Iraq, were all misinterpreted and presented in a misleading manner. We've discovered that subsequently in this inquiry. That was Andrew Gilligan's central claim. However, it's true that he did make some errors in the reporting. Now, for the BBC's worldwide reputation, that's bad news, you've got to say. But certainly as far as my newspaper's concerned, we think that as important as those issues are in terms of reporting, the much bigger picture is whether this government did go to war on a false prospectus. And at the end of the day, it's journalists' job to quiz what the government does rather than the journalists.
Yeah. I have to say, as someone who has two colleagues who, when called upon to disclose a confidential source, were potentially en route to jail for contempt of Congress rather than name somebody.
Yeah.
How was it that a reporter in Britain seemed to have been involved in the disclosure of who his anonymous source was?
Well, Andrew Gilligan has a lot of explaining to do because he refused to name his own source, Dr. David Kelly, that is, and yet he, when approaching MPs, revealed that David Kelly was another journalist source, one of his colleagues in the BBC, Susan Watts. Now, that is unforgivable. He's apologized profusely. He says he was under pressure. It's understandable in the sense that he was under immense pressure. The government was going for him as an individual, and he felt desperate and felt he needed a bit of backup. But I think it is indefensible to reveal another journalist source, just as it's indefensible to reveal your own.
Paul Waugh, thank you very much for talking with us today.
No problem.
Paul Waugh is deputy political editor of the British daily newspaper, The Independent. He spoke to us from London.